And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is being thankful. We see that this coming week is the week that you celebrate Thanksgiving. This is a national holiday for America to celebrate the first moment where those that came over to this country for freedom had a bountiful harvest and celebrated their being into the land of freedom, of righteousness, of brotherhood and sisterhood. It is a time when we observe that you all bow your head and give thanks on that day of Thanksgiving Day. We are here to ask you that being thankful is for you to be and do every day of the year. We use the word thankful, and many of you may think grateful, and yet there is a quality of giving thanks that is important here, and it is why we are bringing this forward for you. In your heart, give thanks for everything that is in your life. Goodness, care, comfort, love, support. Stay there. Stay with this listing of all of the goodness in your life. The small things, even beginning with the idea that you have hot running water, that you have a warm home, that you have a family around you that is learning and growing, that you live in a community of shared thoughtfulness and camaraderie. Be specific in your days as you are going through your days. Even the idea when you are checking out at the market to look into the eyes of the checker outer and to say thank you, and also the one who perhaps has been bagging your goods, to acknowledge and to thank them. As you do this, your awareness and clarity and sight of the beauty and goodness of life will expand. It will get bigger, and you will live in a more thankful and blessed life. Right now, there is so much that the media is pumping out about what is not right in the world. And this is constant. It is a constant flow of stories and pictures to tell you nothing is right. Nothing will be right. We are damned. Dear hearts, this is not the truth. We ask you to lift up your eyes from these devastating stories that are simply illusions to attempt to get your attention and also to grab your power and to turn down your light. You are here to express the light of God. That is a very simple statement, but it is the truth. And how you express light is different than anyone else. You are a unique aspect of the God that created this realm. It is about light. And what we will tell you is that as you feel in your heart thankful in your moments, your light expands and extends. It blesses you, your body, your spirit, those you love, your community, the world. It is that powerful, and yet it is also gentle and tender. When you are thankful, you are recognizing God on earth, and that is a gift to you and to life itself, and of course to God as well. So we ask you this week to confirm for yourself that you will extend your awareness and understanding of being thankful, and then of giving thanks with your voice. When you give thanks to someone, to something, to the heavens, to the animals, to the earth, to another human being, it resonates out a quality of goodness, of God, of love, of care into the third dimension. This is needed now. You can do this simply by staying with your grateful heart. And when the big news and stories tend to move in and want to cloud your thankfulness, simply look at this information and call it what it is: an illusion, an attempt to turn down your light, an attempt to grab your power, an attempt to turn you away from God, good, light, love. You are those things, dear hearts. Be with them, with your thankful heart, not only on the day of Thanksgiving, but prime the pump, if you will, to experience, acknowledge, and give thanks, being thankful in your lives. We are thankful to you for your persistence in asking for the truth, in asking to be that which you are designed to be in your human life, expressing God, good. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.